Sage Steele pulled off air after criticizing Obama's father, calling Disney vaccine policy sick. By Dylan Gwynn on October 5, 2021. ESPN Sports Center anchor Sage Steele has reportedly apologized for comments made in a recent podcast in which she was critical of Barack Obama's father, provocative women's attire, and of parent company Disney's vaccine policy. In response, ESPN says Steele will not appear at the ESPN Summit or on Sports Center this week, according to a report. Sports Business Journal reporter John Narand relayed news of Steele's apology and ESPN's disciplinary measures against her, in a series of Tuesday morning tweets. Steele ignited a firestorm of liberal backlash on Monday after video surfaced of a recent appearance she made on Jay Cutler's podcast, Uncut with Jay Cutler. As Breitbart's Warner Todd Houston reports, appearing on the latest Uncut with Jay Cutler podcast, Steele was asked what race she identifies with the most. During her answer, Steele, who is of Black and Irish/Italian descent, said that she'd choose both black and white if she were choosing her race on the U.S. Census form. However, Steele also took a shot at Barack Obama as she answered the question about the race she most favors. Steele also said that she felt women need to take a measure of responsibility for the clothes they wear and the reaction they might receive from men. Both takes were received poorly from leftists who blasted Steele on Twitter. ESPN did not specify which one of Steele's comments prompted her apparent suspension, or if it was both. Nor did ESPN explain how they expect to embrace different points of view while demanding that those views conform to their values. The Disney-owned sports network could have also decided to drop the hammer on Steele due to her other headline-grabbing comments. Steele also told Cutler that she felt Disney's vaccine mandate was sick and scary. I work for a company that mandates it and I had until September 30th to get it done or I'm out, Steele told Cutler. I respect everyone's decision, I really do. But to mandate it is sick and it's scary to me in many ways, Steele added. I'm not surprised it got to this point, especially with Disney, I mean a global company like that.